listening to WCNO Palm City.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. It's really a privilege to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are in a new series, I would say a repeated series, in Psalm 119. And last week, we stopped at verse 16, and we're going to start from verse 17 this week. So we are looking on Psalm 119, as we know that it's an acrostic psalm. It's a poem or other composition in which initial or other letters taken in order form a word or a phrase. So we see the Hebrew alphabet, the letters of the Hebrew alphabet. We see where they had 8 verses. So each stanza has 8 verses. And we see where the Hebrew alphabet heads 8 of those verses. So the 176 verses in Psalm 119. And we see, people of God, there are 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. So we see each of those letters had 8 verses. So it adds up to 176 verses in this psalm. So we believe God wants us to learn something from this psalm. We see where this psalm, people of God, speaks of the word of God. It's all about the word. There are only a few exceptions to these verses. So we see the exceptions are verses 90, verses 121, verses 122, and verses 132. You can take time out and read these verses and see that these verses do not have a word that means word, the word of God. That means the revelation of God. So we see, people of God, there are mentioned in this psalm 8 words which shows or denotes the revelation of God. So we see word, which means thoughts, will, reason, meaning, something said, special revelation from God. We see law. It's a governing authority. We see testimony, evidence given by a witness, attestation. We see way, characteristic course of action, manner or mode of being. We see precept, rules of conduct. We see statutes, written law of legislative body. We see commandment, God's law or covenant. We see judgment, a ruling or a moral decision by a ruler. So we see, people of God, all these words are in this psalm. You will see each of these words that I spoke about, which shows the revelation of God. We see all these words are in this psalm, except for the 4 verses that I told you, Psalm 90, 121, 122, and 132. They don't have these words that denote the God's revelation. So we see, people of God, that there is something in this psalm. There's wealth in this psalm. There's treasure in this psalm for us to dig into. People of God, when we seek God with our whole heart, we're going to find him. So we must seek him wholeheartedly through this psalm to find what God wants us to learn through this psalm. For God is calling his people back to his word. So we're going to pray and begin. And we're going to begin from verse 17 of Psalm 119. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for your word to us. We thank you for your people who has taken the time out to listen to your word. We pray, O God, that this word will bring transformation to the hearts of your people. We pray, O God, that the hearts and minds of your people will be renewed by your word. We pray in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit of God, that you will guide us into all truth. O God, that we will go forth with revelation, knowledge, and do your will. Have your way among us, O God. Breathe upon us, Holy Ghost, and lead us to that place, O God, of complete rest, complete trust in you. O God, your word said faith comes by hearing, hearing by your word. So I pray that our faith will be built up, oh God. We will have active faith, oh God, where we will do what you say, oh God, and we will see great results in our lives. Father God, we thank you again for your word. And we thank you for what you're doing to us as we continue on this journey through Psalm 119. So we bless you, we honor you, and we give you glory. In Jesus' precious name we pray and we say amen. Amen. So we have come to the third stanza, that is Gimel, and that's the third letter of the Hebrew alphabet. So we're going to give you the meaning of Gimel, and then we're going to see how Gimel has this meaning, can shed the light on the words that we are about to glean from. So we see Gimel literally means camel, an animal which is associated with motion and travel. This is a letter of constant transformation, change, and motion. This is a letter, people of God, of constant transformation, change, and motion. So we have to understand that we are called to be transformed. We can't stay at one stage forever, people of God. We are called to change. We are called to be transformed. We are called to move from glory to glory, from one level to another level. We are called to advance in the kingdom. We can't stay at one stage, people of God, we have to understand. So God is calling us up higher. So as we read and as we go through this psalm, let us glean from it. Pay attention to what the Lord is saying to us through this psalm and do what he says. We don't want to just be hearers of the word, but doers of the word. Turn to verse 17 of Psalm 119. The word said, deal bountifully with your servant that I may live and keep your word. Deal bountifully with your servant that I may live and keep your word. The psalmist asks the Lord to deal bountifully with him, to favor him, with abundance, that he may survive and obey the word of the Lord. People of God, we need to ask the Lord to favor us with abundance. The word of God tells us that God has blessed us with spiritual blessings in heavenly realm. So people of God, this abundance is not just physical wealth. It has to do also with our spiritual wealth, our emotional wealth, people of God. So we have to understand, the psalmist asks the Lord to favor him with abundance. Deal bountifully with your servant that I may live and keep your word. And people of God, God is calling us to call upon him to deal bountifully with us so that we may live and keep his word. People of God, when we are lacking in certain area, when we are not whole, then we can't, people of God, keep the word of the Lord. We can't live his word. So we want to be people who are whole, who are well balanced in every area of our lives, people of God. Spiritually, emotionally, mentally, financially, socially. People of God, we want to be people who are whole in every area of our lives. So the psalmist said, deal bountifully. Deal bountifully. That bounty there means deal with me with such favor. Give me abundance that I may live and obey your word. I want my lifestyle to reflect you, Jesus. I want my lifestyle to show that you have been favorable to me. So he said, deal bountifully with your servant, that I may live and keep your word. People of God, the psalmist had a desire to live by the word of God, to obey the word of God. But people of God, when we are not whole, many times, people of God, we are there and we are, our focus is on the things that we don't even have. So we can't even live the word of God the way we want to live it. But God wants to make us whole. Christ died that we might be made whole, people of God. God wants every area of our lives to be balanced. God wants us to live that life, that fulfilled life right here on earth. The psalmist understood it. So he said, deal bountifully with your servant that I may live and keep your word. Look at verse 18. The word of God says, open my eyes. I'm reading from the New King James Version. Open my eyes that I may see wondrous things from your law. People of God, it's very important. We ask the Lord to open our spiritual eyes. Open my eyes that I may see wondrous things from your law. The word of God is spirit and it is life. So we need our spiritual eyes to be open so that we can glean all the wonderful things or the wondrous things from the word of God. The psalmist asks for his spiritual eyes to be open and for the revelation of the wonders of the word of God. So we have to understand there are wonderful things in the word of God. Beautiful words, wonderful words of life. We have to understand, people of God, that the word of God has wondrous things for us. So we have to ask the Lord to open our eyes that we may see and know and understand his will for us. So let us turn to Ephesians 1. Ephesians 1, 17 through 18. Ephesians 1, 17 through 18. The word of God says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. That the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. People of God, we need revelation knowledge. The psalmist said, ask the Lord to open his spiritual eyes so he could see. He wants revelation knowledge so he can see the wonders of the word of God. People of God, the word of God is wonderful. The word of God, we must be awestruck with the word of God. We must come like children to the word of God and have that awestruck. We are so awestruck, childlike wonder at the word of God. We have to come to understand, people of God. We have to stand in awe when the revelation comes. We must stand in awe of what God is saying to us. And I believe he's speaking to us through these words, people of God. For he wants us to be transformed as we see, people of God, that this Hebrew letter, Gimel, the third letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which means camel, an animal which is associated with motion and travel. This is a letter of constant transformation, change, and motion. So we are not to stay at one stage forever. We need to grow. Grow in grace and knowledge. Be transformed by the renewing of our minds. So we have to come to understand, people of God, the Lord is calling us up higher. The Lord is calling us to a place of growth and coming to that revelation knowledge of Jesus Christ. Look at Deuteronomy 29, 29. Deuteronomy 29, verse 29. Look at what the word of God says in Deuteronomy 29, 29. The word said, the secret things belong to the Lord our God. The secret things belong to the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed belong to us and our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. So people of God, without revelation knowledge, we cannot do the work of the Lord. So the psalmist cried out to the Lord and said, open up my spiritual eyes and bring forth the revelation of the wonders of your word. So we need to pray accordingly. Open my spiritual eyes, Jesus, so I will understand. I will have the revelation knowledge of the wonders of your word. So we need, people of God, to call out to the Lord and ask him to open our spiritual eyes. Look at verse 19 of Psalm 119. I am a stranger in the earth. Do not hide your commandments from me. I am a stranger in the earth. Do not hide your commandments from me. So we see the psalmist declares that he is a sojourner. He is a stranger on planet earth. And asks the Lord not to hide his commandments from him. So it's very important, people of God, that we know that this earth is not our home. We are just pilgrims passing through. Our citizenship is in heaven. So we have to understand this truth, people of God. We are only strangers on this earth. We are sojourners. We are from the kingdom of heaven. Heaven is our home. We have to understand. So let us turn to Philippians 3, verse 20. Philippians 3, verse 20. And see what the word of God says. Philippians 3, verse 20. Philippians 3 and verse 20. For the word of God tells us. The word of God tells us in Philippians, for our citizenship is in heaven. Our citizenship is in heaven. So we have to understand that we are strangers on this earth. The word tells us our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So we have to understand, people of God, our citizenship is not on this earth. Our citizenship is in heaven. We are just pilgrims passing through. We are just sojourners in this land. So let us come to understand, people of God, that we have to lay up treasures in heaven, for that's where our citizenship is. For where our treasure is, there our heart will be also. So we have to understand these truth, people of God, and let go of the things that are besetting us down here. And let us remember that our citizenship is in heaven. So people of God, when we come to understand that, we will come to understand and do the work of the Lord. We will come to understand that we are just passing through, and that all we need to know and learn the commandments of the Lord so that we can do his will here on earth. Look at verse 20 of Psalm 119, New King James Version. My soul breaks with longing for your judgment at all times. My soul breaks with longing for your judgment at all times. The psalmist was declaring that his heart breaks because he longs to see the justice of the Lord at all times. And people of God, the psalmist was longing to see the justice, the judgment of the Lord at all times. So we know God is a just God. He must punish sin, but he's also a God of mercy, people of God. And his mercy endures to all generation. So we, people of God, we long to see his justice, but we also, people of God, plead for his mercy at all times. Look at verse 21 of Psalm 119. You rebuke the proud, the cursed, who stray from your commandment. So we see, people of God, the word tells us that God rebukes or scold the proud and have received those that have received a curse because they have what? Strayed from the ways of the Lord. So God is going to scold them. He's going to rebuke the proud in heart who have received a curse. Remember, people of God, even a proud look, the word said, God hates. And the word tells us that God will exalt the humble, but the proud will be abased. So we have to understand the truth. God hates pride. So we as God's people must walk in humility and walk according to the word of God. So we see, people of God, the psalmist cry out to the Lord. You rebuke the proud, the cursed, who stray from your commandments. So we don't want to stray from the commandments of the Lord. We want to do his commandment. We want to live by his word. Look at verse 22 of Psalm 119. Remove from me reproach. So we see people of God, the psalmist was saying, remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept your testimony. So the psalmist was saying, asking the Lord to take away from him any shame and scorn, for he has been an obedient witness for the Lord. So people of God, we can go to God confidently and say, Lord, I have been an obedient witness for you. I have been doing your will. Remove any shame or any scorn from me. The enemy wants to bring shame on us, people of God. But we can go to the Lord, for the Lord reminds us in his word, his people will never be ashamed. So we can cry out like the psalmist, remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept your testimony. We must be confident that we are walking in the ways of the Lord, that we are keeping his testimonies, that we are true witnesses for him, that we are living a life that is exemplary to him. Look at verse 23 of Psalm 119. He said, princes also sit and speak against me. Princes also sit and speak against me, but your servant meditates on your statutes. Princes sit and they speak against me, but your servant meditate on your statutes. The psalmist declares that princes, which means leaders, they oppose him. They slander him. They spoke against him. But he continues to do what? Muse on the written law of God. The psalmist didn't lose focus because people were talking against him. These leaders were speaking against him. He said, princes also sit and speak against me. They were against me, but your servant. Your servant did something. He meditates on your word. So people of God, people will talk about us. People will do all manner of evil to us. But we must continue to meditate upon God's word day and night. We must continue to muse on his written laws. We must continue to let God's word be at the forefront of our minds. That it doesn't matter who is speaking against us, we won't let that stop us. Many will oppose us. Many will slander us. But we as God's people must know the God we serve and continue to meditate upon his laws day and night. We are called, people of God, not to be distracted. Many are coming to distract us. Many are coming to say all manner of evil against us. And if we don't know who we are in Christ, and if we don't know the God we serve, we will be discouraged. But people of God, I encourage you this evening, continue to meditate upon God's word like the psalmist said. They are opposing him, they are slandering him and doing all these things against him. But he continued to meditate, or he continued to muse. He continued to ponder on the written laws of God. What are you pondering? What is in your heart? What is in your mind? Let the word of God be at the forefront of your mind so that you can continue to meditate on his word day and night. You can continue to do his work. Continue to live by his word, people of God, so that we can be the people he has called us to be, who will show forth his glory and his praise. We will be that light and salt he has called us to be. We will become, people of God, people who are influential, people who will impact wherever God sends us. We will impact that generation. We will be the light of the world wherever he places us. Our light will shine brightly because the word of God is in us. The word is spirit and life. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So the word will guide us constantly into all truth. But your servant meditates on your statutes. What are we meditating on? We need to be meditating on the word of God. Look at the 24th verse, which ends the stanza, the third stanza in this psalm, Psalm 119. The 24th verse said, your testimony also are my delight and my counselors. Your testimony also are my delight and my counselor. People of God, the psalmist declared that the precepts of the Lord, the word of the Lord, has become pleasurable to him. Your testimonies are my delight. It's pleasurable to him. Is the word of God pleasurable to us? And he said he gets his counsel from God's word. What are we getting our counsel from? Who is counseling us? The Word of God tells us in 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So that's our counsel, the Word of God. That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works, thoroughly equipped unto all good works, people of God. The Word of God must be our counselor. Jesus Christ himself is the Word. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. People of God, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He is the one who counsels us. Where do we go for counsel? God is calling us to run to his word, to find counsel through his word. His word, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. People of God, for us to get excellent counsel, we must turn to the word of God. Many times we're all over the place looking for counsel and counselors to counsel us. But people of God, unless these counselors are used in the word of God, they are not right. So we have to understand all scripture is given by inspiration of God. And all these scriptures are given to counsel us so that we can walk in the ways of the Lord. The psalmist said, your testimony also are my delight and my counselors. Your word has become my counselor. So we must turn to the word of God so that we can be counseled by the word of God, so that we can grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So as we come to the end of this stanza, people of God, where we look on that letter Gimel, which means that it denotes transformation, change, motion, we have to come to understand God is calling us to be transformed. Transformed by the renewing of our minds. And only the word of God can renew our minds. So as we come each day and as we glean from the word, people of God, we find out that our lives are being changed. We are being changed from glory to glory, from stage to stage. We are now advancing in the kingdom because God's word has become our counselor. God bless you as we stop here this evening, and we will continue in the fourth stanza, in the fourth letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which heads that stanza, and that's Dalet. Dalet. And we will be reading from verses 25 through to 32, and we will be doing that for the next session. God bless you. God keep you and guide you. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for your word to us. We thank you for illuminating your word to us. We pray, O God, that these words will transform us, that we will grow in grace and knowledge of you. Father God, we pray as you illuminate your word to us, mighty God, we will apply these words to our hearts, O God, that we, O God, will go forth in revelation knowledge to do your will. Lord, we thank you again for your word. Thank you for your people. And thank you for what you're doing in this season as we continuously look to you by faith. And we give you thanks and praise, O God, as we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessings to you all. Amen and amen. In the
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.